Hey, I'm Sandy Rakowitz and with Linda Tellington Jones, and another weekly inspiration. And this one is about feeling the wisdom in yourselves with a message entitled Mist or the Hills.
Yes, and I wrote this one actually sitting in the visioning, on the visioning stone wall near the ferry portal at the All One Voice community in Byron Bay, Australia, in January of 1992. And it's entitled Mist or the Hills. To close my eyes on a day like this is to miss the beauty and the bliss. In other words, don't sleep, right? The magpies chortle, the flowers smile. It's really lovely to sit a while. Breathe in nature. Now, actually, as I start to read this, I want us just to imagine, each one of you, imagine some place that you'd like to be sitting while I'm reading this. Let's just, each one of us, like, imagine, make up, conjure up a place you'd like to be in nature. And we're all going to just move into that. We're going to get up from wherever we are and move into a spot in our mind. Just imagine we're going to put us right there in a beautiful place in nature. And now wherever you are, settle in. And I'd like you to imagine, okay, what are the sounds you hear? And what is the scent in the air when you breathe deeply? And what can you see around you through your closed eyes? Imagining what you're seeing and feeling. Put your hands down if you're sitting. Now, what are you feeling underneath you? And what trees and bushes and who's around you? If you haven't done this before, which some of you may not have, just what would you like it to be? We are simply going to bring this to whatever each one of you would like it to be. Take a few deep breaths. And I'm, in this case, to close my eyes on a day like this is to miss the beauty and the bliss. Actually, we're going to find the beauty and the bliss imagining at the moment by closing our eyes. The magpies chortle. I was in Australia, remember, and they have a wonderful thing. The flowers smile. It's really lovely to sit a while. Breathe in nature, feel the fairy dust as it drifts on the wind and permeates us. Deepen ourselves, the wisdom settles from bushes and flowers and even the nettles. We feel that wisdom permeate ourselves. They all have a story they're waiting to tell. You must listen closely. They surely don't yell. So breathe in the sunshine. Watch, imagine the mist or the hills. The glory of the gardens all gives me such thrills, the gardens of nature. There's nothing so nourishing as our sweet Mother Earth. The trees and the fairies, the ants, the dirt and the grass. When we feel one with nature, there's no more to ask. And we're going to put up now the picture of the Moreton Bay fig tree, the 600-year-old fig tree that Michael Rhodes invited me to go out and sit with. And there I am up in the tree, just to give you a sense of how big this tree actually is. Look at the size of the limbs. There I am, up in that tree, believe it or not. And you may have already, we would have given you the message now from the tree, the heaven on earth. And I just want to remind you that what the tree said, that your race recognize the God within, this divine spirit within, is only the start. That the kingdoms, we the kingdoms, are recognized as one with you in the balance of existence is the key, not only to survival, but to heaven on earth. And I just love to come back and be reminded of this, because I love this mist over the hills, just this reminder to breathe in and feel nature and observe the trees and each little bush and flower and even the nettles. They all have a story they're waiting to tell. And so let us this week journal that, journal these stories of what you can get sitting and just imagining the flower or the trees or the breeze or the chortle of the, or the of the song or the voices of the different birds around you. And what I'd like you to do this week is be an ambassador. They mention the flower here, the flowers. Deep in ourselves, the wisdom settles from bushes and flowers and even the nettles. So I would like you to choose some flower or some particular bush or whichever, and actually do a drawing. You know, as Sandy talks about, just take your doodling, however you can draw, and draw that flower. Maybe find a picture of the flower if you don't can't do it without it, and simply take your colors and work with that bush or flower and connect with it and feel the wisdom in your body. Connect with nature in your body. We can come back now from the picture, Sandy, a moment. And I'd just like you to really feel that. Take in that feeling and become that, feel that connection to that nature. Feel the wisdom in yourself. And let us journal about that and share what you get. Share this on our Facebook page.
Awesome. I love it. We'll see you next week.
Okie dokie.